The McElroy brothers are not experts, and their advice should never be followed. Travis insists he's a sexpert, but if there's a degree on his wall, I haven't seen it. Also, this show isn't for kids, which I mention only so the babies out there will know how cool they are for listening. What's up, you cool baby?
It's familiar, but not too familiar, but not too not familiar. It's a new craze. Angry girls, do you wanna just say, hey, I wanna? Just say, hey, I wanna.
Do you need a pitch?
Here's our start.
Just
too high.
Let me know.
Too low.
No, that's where. That's right. Do you want to just let me know when you're recording?
Yeah, I'm recording now.
Yeah, it's hot.
Isn't it rich?
Oh, sorry. Now I'm recording.
Isn't it?
Oh, sorry. No, it was recording before. It was recording before.
He got a virus pop up.
Yeah, it's recording now. It's recording now.
And Juice McAfee's got this one, so don't worry about it.
Yeah, we got.
People love this, and you're really ruining it for them.
No, we got. It's well. We'll edit all of this out.
The virus hackers are the ones who are ruining it, and it's Norton Antivirus who sponsored this 500th episode of the show. They are a brick wall. Go ahead and sing for me now.
Isn't it rich?
Uh huh.
Are we a pair?
Are we?
Me here at last on the ground and you in midair. Where are the clowns?
Where are they?
Isn't it bliss? Don't you approve? One who keeps tearing around and one who can move.
I can just tell those levels aren't good.
Where are the clowns?
He's just fluctuating.
He's all over the fucking place, I know.
There ought to be clowns. Just when I stopped.
Oh, God.
Yeah, I didn't know there was a bridge.
Opening doors. It's 500.
All right.
Finally knowing the one that I wanted was yours. Making my entrance again with my usual flair. Sure of my line. No one was there.
That's got to be the end.
Don't you love a farce?
Hold on. Actually, I just come around on
it's
it.
It's my fault, I fear.
Tim Curry sauce that you're rubbing
I
on
thought that you'd want what I'd want. I'm sorry, my dear.
Uh-huh. Bring them home.
Goose those levels.
Send in the clowns. But where are the clowns?
Take me home, Justin.
Don't bother. They are here. They are here. Maybe next year.
Okay.
Hello and welcome.
Are you going to sit back down now?
I got to sit back down, yeah. We could all do standing if you guys wanted to. But
no, this is my home. I'm very comfortable.
The conceit of the episode is we've just filled our rigid frames with hot pasta. The last thing I need to be doing is elevating my...
I've introduced 499 of them. Hello and welcome to my brother and me, an advice show for the modern era. I'm your oldest brother, Justin McElroy.
I'm your middlest brother, Travis McElroy.
And I'm still, even after all these years, your sweet baby brother, Griffin McElroy.
So welcome to the 500th episode of my brother, and me, Spaghetti-ageddon 2. Too saucy. Too carbious.
Now, a lot of people pointed out that apparently in episode 251, we said that episode 500 was going to mark the beginning of period 3.0 of My Brother, My Brother.
Oh, interesting.
And now I would like to suggest a change.
Okay.
Right off here, right off the bat. Maybe from now on, we're an advice show for a bygone era.
Okay. Old timey, like how to get it, the hoop and stick.
Yeah,
there.
Yeah.
Hey, so how do your bodies feel presently?
I tell you, Griffin.
Yeah.
Feel great.
Okay.
I ate two bowls of that saucy stuff.
Yeah.
Munched it all up.
Yeah. And it's giving
special thanks to our stepmom, Carol, for that saucy stuff.
Carol, yeah. Carol gave us the chunky stuff, and it's
the saucy stuff we crave.
Yeah. It's the saucy stuff we crave. And I threw that right down my hole. And it's weird because I remember Spaghetti Getting One feeling like energy had been put in me by the pasta.
Uh-huh.
But weirdly, this go around, it feels like it went the other way, and I was somehow, it was taking something out of me, because I feel like I need to go to sleep.
You feel heavy.
I feel a heft.
Well, we did also listen to smooth jazz while we ate said spaghetti.
Yeah, that helped push me further down the hole. and so maybe that's a reflection of 10 years. Just sort of where my body is.
Yeah.
I had my pasta because it is of that bean life.
Uh-huh.
I had mine on shirataki noodles, which are made of seaweed, and they are indistinguishable. No, I'm kidding. They're bad. And saying that
they weren't bad.
Saying that
was a passable pasta experience.
Yeah, but saying I ate spaghetti for lunch would be like saying I read the VHS Amaray on the back of Old School. And I had seen the movie Old School.
Right.
There's really not a connection between the two. It's a ghost of the experience.
That's fair. So this is our 500th special episode.
I hate recording in the same room.
Yeah.
I fucking despise it. I'm looking at your faces. We're in Travis's office.
I have also positioned Justin directly across from
you. And how do you work like this, Travis?
What do you mean?
It's I need sparse,
yeah.
Spartan.
It is. There's chaos.
It's chaos.
This is representative of my brain. A lot of half-formed, but fully charged ahead ideas.
Yeah.
This is what I've done here.
You've just kind of got an Ewok village play set up there next to some sort of Cinco de Mayo skeleton man.
Yeah.
So that's just like, what's the theme, bud?
Well, that shelf is all comic books.
We got superheroes on that big shelf.
This shelf is all about me.
I mostly focus on the Ewok playset Cinco de Mayo shelf.
Well, Ewoks like to party. Nub nub.
This is our 500th episode.
Oh, yeah. Boy, it feels like 486, though, doesn't
yeah.
it?
Yeah.
Time just fucking goes the normal speed.
Was the special element we added here us just just being really sad and tired and talk about my room?
No, we're not going to talk about your room. We're going to have special guests. We've got, I'm assuming you guys have prepared some other stuff.
Yeah.
And it's going to be a fun episode to listen to.
I got updates from a lot of people.
Oh, okay. That'll be fun.
I've got some Yahoos, but they're special Yahoos because I'll read them funny or something.
Oh, nice. Nice, okay. Nice. Hey, yeah. Do you guys want to start with an update?
Yes. Yeah.
Okay. So this update.
Is that your refrigerator?
I mean, are you asking if that is a physical refrigerator in the room?
The sound is something.
It's a little bit of a buzz, yeah.
And you let that happen?
I edit it out.
You edit the refrigerator buzz out?
Yeah.
Why don't you edit the refrigerator out of the office?
So this is from I'm, quote, new to Nautiversary, end quote, and you answered my question in episode 91, Feeding Frenzy. I was the question that inspired the title. You told me the best way to heal my newly single heart was to get my girl shark pack together, break some hearts, and eat some seals.
Okay.
I'm pleased to say I followed your advice, and 2012 became a year where I took chances, met new people, and followed and moved to a new city where I met the man of my dreams. 8 years later, I'm happily married with a beautiful puppy, and I listen to Feeding Frenzy anytime I need to pick me up. All the best, Jenny.
I'm assuming you named either the puppy or your husband after us.
Yes. Yeah. Or both.
And I'm also assuming that the husband is a very handsome, very eloquent Mako Shark, who has gotten the power to speak like through magic, like in the movie that won the Oscar, I can't remember.
Free Willy.
Big Man in the Water.
Yeah. I think that my bet, and Jenny did not describe the husband, but here's what I like to picture.
Yeah.
A very resilient, maybe a little scarred, seal.
Oh, I see.
And Jenny attempted to eat the seal, but then they fell in love, and now married, and they have a seal pup, and that's what she means by puppy. It's their seal baby.
They've produced a seal baby.
Yes, human seal hybrid.
All right. Well, that sounds like a listener of our show. Right, guys? What if on 500 we just fucking rip them up? We didn't really talk about this beforehand, but like, what about on 500? Like, okay, let's do this. Ready? Hey, everybody. Thank you. There is no way for us to say thanks enough. to make up for how much you have done for us in our lives and created a bounty and a blessing that we or any human being who has ever lived does not deserve. Thank you. Now, but we can't just do that the whole time.
No.
So what if we just rip them the fuck up?
And maybe that'll be a start of a new era, you know?
The start of the new area Areola. Is the new area.
Oh, we're that's shock jocks. Funny. We insult people. We talk about nasty body parts.
This is the new energy.
Let's talk about the nastiest body part, the areola.
That's fucking good.
Areola 51. Am I right, boys? Alienness.
Areola 51 is something that we need to nurture like a small flame that hold that idea of Areola 51. I want to like make sure that we do have enough kindling to put on it and blow on it.
Because what's the follow up? You know what I mean? Go out.
Yeah, I mean that's I want to nurture it until
it's a spark right now.
Skin Dependence Day.
Skin Dependence Day. Areola 51. It's really good. I'm getting
close. You know what I mean? I'm in the areola. Because it's like
you can't do actually can't doing actually the do second. The oh, there it goes.
Oh no! I killed the flame.
Not enough kindling.
Oh damn it!
Should we? Do you guys want to do a Yahoo? This is going to be pretty fucking loosey goosey.
Let's bring somebody in. Let's bring in a special guest.
Okay.
Let's. But it's not if we have a lot of them, it's not going to be very special, is it? So let's decide on three right now.
No, not three.
Let's get them
people.
All in the room, and we'll make them fight it out.
Let's bring our daddy in.
Let's get dad in here because he does have diarrhea, and I would
he
like
needs to go.
And
he ate the spaghetti.
He is bad off, boy.
Okay. Hi, Dad.
Hi.
Do you remember how to do? By the way, this episode's been so fucking low energy, Dad. So if you could bring some spice and really get us going, that would be huge.
And please display good microphone technique.
Are we blaming that on the pasta?
I'm blaming it on the pasta. And the fact that I broke my fucking spine last night at our show where I did a full-blown death drop.
Hey, Dad, I wanted to... This is Clint McElroy.
Hey, everybody, it's me, Clint McElroy, bringing the energy.
So, yeah, give us that juice, Dad. That stinky stuff. The shit we crave.
About what?
About funny stuff. Just be funny.
Let me start by this.
Okay.
What's your favorite moment from My Brother and Me, the podcast?
The first time I was on...
Okay, now, when was that?
Yeah, when was that?
I remember exactly. It was a long time ago because we were still up on the hill in the old studios of the radio station.
Yeah.
And I had to step outside because I was laughing too loud and it was bothering my recording compatriots.
I see.
Uh-huh.
So I stepped outside and...
So wait, we just called you on the phone?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, we called him on the phone. Was it for a bonus episode? Yeah. No, that was a full episode. We called him on the phone.
This was back when we recorded the show on a fucking yak back. on a broken talk boy. We would hold it up to a landline. Dad, how would you say that, what's the biggest impact on your life? Like, how have we changed it?
How have we fixed it?
How have we fixed it?
You have fixed my life by enabling me to build my own career.
Mm.
Mm. Finally.
You know, to make something of myself.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, and I've gotten, the big thing is I've gotten a chance to, like, meet Joel from Mystery Science Theater 3000.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
That was a big life
changer.
Who's
the best famous person you've gotten to meet by riding our coattails?
Yeah, that's a good one.
Well, now wait a minute. I think Joel, maybe. Joel
from Mystery Science Theater 3000?
Joel, yeah. Brandon Routh was a nice get.
Mm-hmm.
Nice dude.
Nice dude.
Fucking jacked.
Tall.
What did you think of Brandon Routh's huge muscles?
His frame.
His pecs were good.
Yeah.
But when he pulled up his shirt and showed us his six-pack, I thought that was a little...
Yours is better.
It's weird that he has to do it every 15 minutes. He has a timer on his watch.
Yeah, contractually.
Oh, excuse me. Whoopee!
Yeah, and he actually... He says whoopee every time,
which is weird.
He said, Superman make a whoopee, and he pulls up his shirt, and he's got a six-pack of Michelob Ultra under there every time.
That was good.
What's your favorite city we visited for live shows?
What's the worst city?
Yeah. Listen, for me, I will go back to the Wilbur.
In Boston.
Well, you say that. We are specifically not going back to the Wilbur this year.
That first time we did a live Taz, and we stepped out on the stage, and I've never experienced anything like that. And I've done... Boys, I've been walked a lot of stages. I've trod a lot of boards, but that was an extremely cool moment. I felt like that was awesome.
But it's not the 500th episode of The Adventure Zone.
Correct.
No. Oh, it's not.
No.
What is this for?
Okay.
And what was that least favorite city? Which one did you really hate?
Which one was a real stinker?
And be honest about it.
Yeah, we'll bleep it out. We'll bleep it out.
Because, hey, Dad, after 500, we're fucking ripping them, dude.
Yeah, dude.
Yeah, dude.
I would have to say the time we spent in San Francisco was...
I can't believe you actually answered it. Yeah, we have so many listeners
One
in San
of the
Francisco.
Best times okay. I okay. ever okay. had.
Hey, folks, Clint McElroy, thank you so much,
Am
Clint.
I done?
You're actually done.
Yeah, you're yeah. done.
Do you want to say anything earnest?
Oh, honest, earnest?
Yeah.
You mean like going on about how damn proud I am of you guys?
Yeah, get out. Wrap it up.
No, I love that stuff.
I just, I'm very proud of you guys. I really, and the, just to be able to look on my oldest son's face and see how happy he is that I am proud of.
Oh, my God.
And look, I don't want to really.
Goofing. Matt, get out of the room.
Okay, hey, Dad, on your way out, will you send in the clowns?
Yes.
Just tell them they're up.
Do we want to send another get?
Have Dad.
If Henry's not up, can you send, can you ask Rachel to come in?
Okay.
Send in.
So let's talk about how the show, do you all think it has changed since we became parents?
I think it's all our jokes are still totally relatable.
I think everything hasn't changed. I think that we didn't miss a fucking step, did we? Did we? I don't think we missed a step, did we?
Have you guys started encountering the idea of like now our kids will soon listen to like shit we said like 5, 6, 7, 8, 10 years
ago? Are you reaching that with Charlie where Charlie's like talking to you about, hey.
Come on in. Join us.
Is Henry asleep? No.
That really chaps my ass. If I'm
Anyways, here's Rachel.
Hi, hon.
Hi.
How are you doing? Are you frustrated because our son didn't take a nap? This is an honest place. I'm kind of frustrated. I did some work in there. Told him a story about Superman. I thought he liked it.
Wait, was it off the dome?
It was I flipped it right off the dome.
What did he do?
He wanted to be slow in his story and beat the Joker. So anyway. And that didn't work? He's not asleep?
No, he's okay. Not asleep.
All right, well,
I'm not
whatever.
Worried about it. Okay. What am I supposed to...
Well, this is kind of a retrospective, yeah. 500 yeah. looking back.
If you could rank, this is going to be really tough.
Uh-huh.
If you could rank your top 10 My Brother, Me episodes.
17.
Uh-huh.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. Hey, that's a safe bet. Shooting before the first like 50 is a safe bet. You're not gonna 17 is gonna be like our like we said some wild shit. And why did she pick 17?
Which leads me to 43.
Oh, that's a dog whistle right there.
And those two, if you think about it, canonically are pretty linked, actually.
Yeah. Yikes.
Uh-huh. I mean I could continue to just
name numbers.
Name numbers. Okay. How about I say my least favorite ones?
Okay, yeah.
So, number one.
Yeah. That's an easy, easy call. Easy. I bet everyone at home is going,
Unlistenable, yeah.
You came on the team a little bit later than...
You were recruited by Tom Cruise's guys, the ones he uses to find brides.
Yeah,
we needed to get Griffin married to be a little bit more relatable.
The admins whittled down the list, and you were brought on the team a little bit later after the product had already been in production
mm-hmm.
for a few years.
Now, is the product you in this scenario or the podcast?
It's symbiotic.
Or is it your seed?
Oh, yeah.
My seed? Well, let's talk about my seed.
Okay.
Pretty cool. Made a little guy with it.
You did.
Didn't we? I didn't. Hey, we did it.
Thank you.
You took my seed.
And you ran with it.
You ran with it.
Oh. And I've seen the before and after, and you did a great job making something out of nothing.
You made it your own, dude. Yeah. Don't say that's weird slime. I had anything to do with it afterwards.
Rachel, you've listened to the first episode of this podcast.
Yeah.
If you imagine being 10 years ago and being someone who listened to that, is there even a glimmer in your mind, even a spark, where you think, bet these guys are going to make 500 of these? This is the sort of thing that 500 of them will be.
I mean, I didn't even think you guys would still be brothers by now.
Dang, so. Yeah.
So fair.
I just assumed that, like, people who listen to that first episode, is like, if you find an injured baby bird and you're like, I'm going to nurse it back to health. But then you found out you had to nurse that bird for like 500 days. And you're like, oh, I really thought he'd be flying by
now.
You
only have to nurse the bird for the first like 100 days to use your metaphor. And then you're just
waiting for him to fly. And you're like, is today the day you fly? I'm like, no, more jokes about horses.
Yeah. We met about a year after the show had started.
You and Rachel, not us.
No, me and Rachel, our guest. And
I met you right after you did your Second City show, or right before, somewhere around there.
April. It was right before, yeah. This would have been. And did you go back? We kind of had a little flirt going on, a little correspondence going on for a while after.
This is great with Justin sitting in between us,
yeah,
by the way.
He's really good at love. And did you go back and listen to the old episodes where I would talk pretty much about, like, you know, how I didn't wash my bush or some wild shit like that and be like, I can't not get with him.
I was actually always surprised at how comfortable you were talking about how terrible your digestive system was.
Oh, yeah.
I was like,
that's one of his defining features.
This man is really comfortable talking about his diarrhea on a podcast and he's trying to be my boyfriend.
But when we met, I did have bad diarrhea that I got on the airplane. And I told you about that.
But Rachel, you now have the insight that you can share with our listeners at home. Is that just a funny persona Griffin puts on for the radio?
I mean, he plays it up for sure.
Mr. Bad Guy.
That's a good character that Griffin plays at home. Rock solid digestion. This guy, he poops once a day, every day.
Same time.
Set your watch by it. It lasts an hour and a half.
I love you a lot.
I love you too.
And I'm glad I met you. Because I feel like I can't go back and listen to episodes 1 through 50.
Because you were a lot sadder.
I was much sadder. Yeah. That seemed to be a thing. I remember early after we started dating, getting tweets from people like, I miss sad Griffin.
He was funnier when he was sad.
Yeah. Hey, he wasn't.
Wicked was not.
Well, Rachel, thank you so much for your contributions to our family.
Thanks for having me.
Yeah. And the love and laughter that you provide me every day. With your smile, your grace.
Okay, Justin's clocking out. Okay. Who'd you get? Your wife.
I got a big get for a real special guest.
Okay.
The co-host of Sawbones, a marital tour of Misguided Medicine, and my wife, best friend.
Don't plug your own
Sydney
show.
Sydney Smurl McElroy. Welcome, Dr. McElroy.
Thank you. I like the purple mic.
Yeah.
That's very
now,
nice.
Now, Sydney, you've been with us since the beginning, the beginning. You were already shaping Justin into the performer and co-host that he is today. What's it like to finally see all your hard work pay off and to have a partner who finally is bringing something to the table? Because you were a doctor for a while Justin was just like kind of a layabout video game journalist. And now he's able to provide you and give something to society so you don't have to do all the work. Is it nice?
Yeah, I think it's a huge relief, really. You know? I mean, you bet on somebody, you know, you take that gamble, you put all that work in, and you just really hope at some point it pays off.
Sid, you've known us for a while. Can you remember the exact moment where success ruined us? Or if you prefer me specifically.
Yeah, right.
Because I've always been ruined.
Yeah, right. Travis was ruined.
Travis came pre-ruined from the factory.
We got our first iTunes review where somebody was like, yeah, pretty good. And Travis was, that's what did Travis.
Yeah, I got second place in a lip sync battle in elementary school. And ever since then,
he's just been spoiled milk.
Yeah.
Insufferable.
I think the bidet has been a real turning point for you.
Was that not a present from you to him?
I guess I take the blame for it.
But I became the sort of person that would appreciate the gift. I mean, in your defense.
True. You did want a bidet before I got you the bidet.
Now that he's got a pretty like constantly clean hole, like how has he been since that?
Yeah.
Do you mean as a lover?
No, I don't want to talk about that.
I don't either.
Yeah. Hey, Sid, what's your favorite episode of the podcast, My Brother and Me?
It's so hard to choose.
I bet it is, Sydney.
Yeah, there's quite a few.
I bet it is hard. That's not why. Sydney, what's your favorite bit from My Brother and Me?
Don't do this.
You can't pick one favorite bit?
This isn't fair.
Nobody's taking Shrimp Heaven now yet.
Just pick one favorite bit.
Nobody's taking Donkey.
Donkey's huge right now.
Donkey's a pretty big one.
Yeah.
It's really sad that when I try to think of my favorite bits, they're all from like over 300 episodes ago.
When I asked Sydney to come in here, Rachel said, it's fine. I just did it. It took 5 minutes. You have to stroke the egos a little bit. But that quote is to be expected.
Oh, boy.
Sydney's refusing to do that, though. Maybe like... No,
I'm very... I love them all. It's just, you guys are so great.
More of a Taz fan. Yeah.
You are willful. You have listened to My Brother, My Brother. That's what hurts. It's just one thing. I've showed you videos of like, look at the funny thing I did.
I haven't listened since we had kids.
Okay.
Well, yeah. That's fair. So you haven't heard all the shit he's been talking about these two.
Everyone can agree all our best episodes were before that anyway, yeah. To be fair.
But that's where we were just really grinding. We were just like, hey, we just got to record. We just got to get an hour out there.
The show was our kid, wasn't it?
Yeah.
The three of us got together and made a baby, and the baby was our show.
Yeah.
There was a lot of horse stuff back then.
And that's fucking funny. Like, why do you think that's so funny, Sydney?
Sydney, why are horses so funny?
I mean, they're big.
Yeah, they are. Yeah,
we never talk about that.
Yeah, I think. And
they got funny names.
They kind of look like they're gonna talk, right?
Yeah,
like,
sure.
Like the mouth kinda, like that.
They look like at any moment they're going to, and it's weird then that you like ride them.
Have you guys seen BoJack Horseman? He talks.
He talks. Yeah,
yeah, he talked Mr. Ed.
I'm glad to finally get like a doctor's opinion on the fact that horses' mouths look like they should be talking.
Yeah.
Like
they do.
I feel that so to my core. Mm-hmm.
Sid, was there a moment in our meteoric rise to podcast stardom where you thought, I got to start treating him better. I'm going to lose him.
Yes.
When was that? No? Okay, that's fine. You treat me very well.
No. I guess. I guess at some point with like, you know, the live shows and everything and everybody cheering for you all.
Yeah, cheering like,
yeah.
I want to fuck your brains out, Justin, stuff like that.
Look at that sexy guy.
Yeah.
I'm going to steal him.
I love the one who only wears Disney shirts.
I'm going to steal that wiener.
Sydney, what do you feel like you as a podcaster have learned from us in your own podcasting careers?
This sounds like I'm stroking your egos, but everything. I would never have done a podcast otherwise.
This is that good shit. Keep it coming.
No, but it's true. I would never have thought to do it. I mean, in the doctor world, a lot of us don't know what podcasts are or how to find them or get them or
You've
how you would go
about
it.
You've been telling them
about it,
though, right?
Yes.
Okay. she burns them cassette tapes.
I mean, it's growing, but we're not, like, doctors are never on, like, the cutting edge of, like, cool new media sounds or like, anything cool and new.
Sounds like those doctors have borders and they're not without them. They have some borders around what they'll listen to.
And they only shop at Borders.
And they only shop at Borders, which is closed, so they can't buy podcast CDs.
You know, just side note, because you just made me remember this, for like the first 50 episodes to get my friends to listen to it, I did burn it onto CDs.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow.
I used to, because I worked at the Shakespeare Company, and they had like a company van, and I would use it to drive like materials, and then the touring company would use, I would like leave the CD in the like in the player so that when they started the car, it would just be
that
on.
That sucks, bud. Yeah.
That's rough. Yeah. But look at me now.
That's rough. Now, even now at work, sometimes people will be like, how's your blog?
Oh, cool.
It was pretty good. I mean, this is a confessional sort of medium, right? Mm-hmm.
Now, is there a possibility the doctors are doing that because they're jealous?
I don't think so. Okay. I don't think they know what I'm doing.
Would you say who would you say, Sydney,
mm-hmm.
has saved more lives?
Okay, this is interesting. Because we get emails from people that are like, you saved my life.
Yeah.
With your
energy. You really made me laugh.
Us or a doctor? You.
A doctor, me.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, but let's change the parameters.
Okay. Okay. Think about it this way.
You.
Right? You're strong, right? You could pick up 50-pound weight. Aunt, very tiny, picks up a big crumb. I think that's more impressive.
Right.
So you may have saved more lives, but the amount we've saved, comparatively.
We are pizza rat.
Yeah.
You see us saving a life, and you're like, that shouldn't be them doing that. But we're going to
eat. You do it anyway.
I guess what I'm saying is, are you proud of us?
Of course I'm proud.
Yeah.
You all have definitely, your skill set has brought a lot more joy to people than I think my skill set does.
Well, but the problem is you also do podcasts and I do not doctor. So you still handily whip my ass.
Yeah. Sydney, thank you so much for joining us.
You're welcome.
Will you at some point, will you see if Charlie wants to come in? We'll get a real Mabim Bam fan on here.
She will.
Yeah.
Okay, good.
Are you sure you're ready for that?
Could I get my wife in to talk about how great I am?
Sure, Yes, I guess.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
But we got it. We got to hurry. We're running out of time.
It's just that you guys, you got to talk to your wives, and I just missed Teresa a lot.
Yeah, I know. But look at the time.
Yeah, I know.
Where does it go?
I mean, we're only a half an hour into our hour-long show.
Wow. Okay, we have time for lots of special guests.
Yeah.
Thank you,
all
Sydney. Right.
Thank you all.
I'm going to go blast off in the bathroom while we wait for our next guest.
All right. This is a segment where Travis and I talk about Griffin, who has left the room. Do you want me to get
pissies? Yes, please.
I just think I might not edit this one.
Oh?
Yeah, I think I might just leave all this. Wouldn't that be fun?
Just to have Justin and I were really quiet while you peed so we could hear it through the microphone.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
That's authentic.
That is. That's that rough and raw stuff, you know?
Yeah, let's listen to how Justin would do it. Uh-oh.
It's really quiet. Maybe he's nervous?
I hear it a little bit.
Maybe we should open the door?
Just open the door.
The acoustics are bad.
We need to get room tone on your pissies.
We're going to have you finish this bottle of water and do a take two.
Real quick before he gets back. Travis, you're my favorite.
Okay. Thanks.
All right, just count us back in.
Okay, it was just your pissy was real quiet.
And a three and a four.
You know what to do.
Do you want to do another catch-up?
Yeah, we'll check in. My wife?
Yeah.
My wife.
I legitimately thought I had a problem with the weird excess chocolate in my office, but Justin being like, just throw it away, made me feel much better. I have not thrown away the old chocolate, but it comforts me to know that the chocolate police will not come for me if I do. I would now appreciate your advice on whether I should make a sign for my office with the nickname you gave me, Dr. Primatorium's Fudgematorium.
That's good shit.
Yeah. Hi, honey.
Hello.
Yes, make that sign. Hello, welcome.
That was a pretty low-stakes sort of problem that we saw, too, huh?
Yeah, we did start doing a lot more slow pitches in our later years.
Well, you can only do so much roommate shit.
Now, joining us in the studio is the co-host of Schmanners, a wildly popular advice cast that I also happen to be on. And it's Teresa McElroy. And she and I started dating 2 months before we started recording My Brother, and Me. So she has been there from the beginning, and you've really seen me become unbearable. Is that true?
It's true.
Yeah.
I think that the real catalyst for Travis's head not fitting through the door anymore is to thank Travis for Travis.
Yeah, that did happen. A thing I started myself.
I think you did.
Yeah, a very appropriate.
Yeah. That's the thing. It's like, oh, who said that first? I did.
I love that Teresa needed basically no prompting to get into that. Someone said, hey, isn't Travis kind of, she just ripped the sleeves off her shirt. It's like, let's fucking go.
Well, here's the thing. Here's what people don't see, the listeners at home, is that my wife does not think I'm funny. And so the balance there is
I like to make him work pretty hard.
I'll come out like, hey, listen to this funny thing I did. And she'll just look at me like, that's dumb. And I'm like, oh no, people laughed at it on Twitter.
Have you heard about Play Along at Home?
I have.
What do you think? Let's get your thoughts
in the dark moments. In the dark times when Travis is staring into a mirror lit only by candles and his own sadness. And he says, maybe I should stop doing Play Along at Home.
That is the opposite of what happens, good sir. I come busting into whatever room she's in. Like, listen to these questions I wrote. You'll never believe what I found out about squirrels.
What's your feelings on Play Along at Home?
Well, the first time that he came to me with this quiz, I said, so is this quiz for your brothers or for the listeners? And he said,
a good important question.
He said, yes, it's for everyone.
It's for everyone. So they can play along at home.
Okay.
And I thought that these would be maybe like it would be some kind of like trivia game.
It is.
But it's not really.
Now, honey, would you say that maybe I happen to have a certain, I don't know, dark desire to create things that only I find funny?
Oh, you mean like Sad Libs?
Like Sad Libs and Play Along at Home and pretty much half the stuff I've done with my entire
all the
life.
Jokes you've ever said.
Yeah. It says like, I find that you can't please everyone.
Okay, I heard that, Justin. Not all the jokes. You're right.
Honestly, you have honed me, I would say, to a razor sharp edge. only on my best stuff makes it on air now.
Now tell me, is Play Along at Home?
What podcast is that?
Is Play Along at Home part of the razor?
Hey, you wouldn't believe the other shit I don't use. Now, Teresa, what is your favorite episode of My Brother, and Me?
Well, I would be remiss if I didn't say Spaghetti Geddon 1.
You are the first of the wives to actually name an episode. So thank you.
Thank you for that.
What's your favorite bit?
Does Fugue for Tin Brothers, does that count as a bit?
I think it does.
Yeah. We didn't really write that.
Right.
Yes. Technically, Lynn stole the music for it, so.
And our jokes.
So he didn't really write it either.
That's the real noodle scratcher.
It is. Huh. Yeah. Who wrote that?
This is like that time travel conundrum.
To whom does the bit belong?
Exactly. If I go back in time and I hand Shakespeare a copy of Hamlet, and then he uses that to make Hamlet. Who wrote Hamlet, right?
Still Shakespeare, or I guess who...
No, because I'm creating a cyclical loop. Where did I get it from?
Shakespeare.
Okay, but I'm taking it back to him and giving it to him, and he's using that to make Hamlet.
Yeah, but you still gave it to him because you had it from Shakespeare.
Oh, damn, Griffin, you solved it.
What he's not saying is then he disappears from the photograph, right? Right.
Why is Shakespeare in the photograph? Who took a photograph of Shakespeare?
And then you got to get Shakespeare and Mrs. Shakespeare to hook up in a car at their junior prom.
You got to get Biff out of it.
What if you went back too far and you gave it to teenage Shakespeare and he wrote it was like, this sucks. Bring me and play with jugs. And then he never wrote anything.
No, but then he wrote Romeo and Juliet.
Yeah, sure, true. Right. Okay, that's fair. Teresa Marie, thank you so much for joining us.
And for making our brother a better person.
Indeed.
A thankless job.
Yes.
You made Justin a better person. We all appreciate it. You've got
so many more miles to go, Teresa.
I am a bearable person now. Yeah, thank you.
You're my favorite person.
Thank you. You're my favorite, too.
I love you.
I love you, too.
Mm. Oh, no. They're kissing, they're friction right on the table.
That's how we do it.
And I hope that your listeners know that it's all in good fun. We rib each other.
Apparently not my jokes.
No. Your jokes are terrible.
She got the memo, man. Post 500, ripping that butt.
Thank you, Teresa.
You're welcome.
She's ripping that butt. She's ripping your butt, dude.
Okay, so we have in the room now, Griffin went to go get Henry. I don't know how long we're going to have him. BB, hello.
Hello.
Well, that's Charlie.
That was a no from Henry.
That's a big no from Henry.
Okay. Here, Griffin, you share a microphone with me.
That's a rubber glove.
That's a rubber glove, Charlie. Why does Travis have that in his office? That's a great question. Is it for weird bad stuff?
No, it's for my hair.
For what?
Hi, BB. Please don't call me Travis, BB. You know I don't like that.
Stop touching the microphone, Charlie. Now, wait, good mic technique. Come on, baby. Good mic technique. Okay, babe, we've done our drills at home.
Hi.
Charlie.
What's your favorite bit? Like, you watch, you know how sometimes you and I, before you go to bed, watch at your asking for it, watch some My Brother, Me cartoons that people make on YouTube. You know how we watch those sometimes?
The one about ice cream or the one where you make a new outfit for that. Those are my two favorites.
Is the one about ice cream the one with the flavor brown?
Yeah.
Yeah, that was pretty good.
How's that song go?
Well, I forgot.
Do you want ice cream or the dreamy screamy cream and the chocolate flavor or vanilla bean?
I want your switch.
Okay, do you want to come over and sit with me?
Hey, BB, why don't you? There you go.
Yeah, go sit over there, cousins.
Same microphone.
Oh, that's great,
Charlie. If you did a podcast about anything, what would you do a podcast about?
Candy.
Okay, what would you say about candy?
That I love candy, and we'll talk about all the different kinds of candy.
Yeah, BB, what's your favorite candy?
Strawberry.
Like those weird little strawberry hard candies with gush in the middle.
You like the gummies, too. Do you like sour gummies?
Well, I like sweet gummies.
Okay.
Okay, cousins, don't fight over the microphones, please.
Charlie, do you think Maron was overrated just because he's been on the scene for so long?
Yeah.
Maybe.
Yeah,
Do you think when Serial came around and sort of, like, opened up a lot of people to podcasting?
Maybe don't play with the wind filter, please.
Let's leave the wind filter there.
Just leave him right there. We don't need to touch it anymore.
Hey, BB, don't touch.
Don't touch.
So, Charlie, I was asking you about Serial Season 1. It seemed to really cause a real zeitgeist. Do you think that was for the positive or for the negative? Do you think... I'd like a critical analysis.
What do you think about Serial?
It's amazing.
Yeah, what is your favorite thing about Serial?
That when some cereals get soggy, it gets really sweet.
Yeah. BB, do you like Serial? What's your favorite cereal?
Strawberry.
You like strawberry? Okay, I'm picking up that I think, is your favorite food strawberries?
Yes.
Yeah, strawberries pretty good. What's your favorite My Brother, and Me bit?
You're silly, Daddy.
Okay. I am pretty silly. Do you think Daddy's funny?
Yes.
Yeah.
Hey, can I ask you a question, BB?
What?
How do you feel about play along at home? Do you like it or is it really bad?
I like it.
Yeah, that's who I'm doing it for.
Okay.
My turn.
Okay, Charlie, okay. What do you think about Play Along at Home?
It's amazing.
Oh, yeah. Wow. I'm resonating with the younger generation. I'm picking up that new demographic.
That's Charlie, interesting.
Do you think that Uncle Travis and Uncle Griffin are too mean to Daddy about opening his refreshing sodas in the middle of the show?
I knew it.
I know. Maybe.
Maybe.
Okay. But he does kind of grip it and rip it, right?
He grips it and he rips it, right?
He really makes a meal of it.
No.
No.
Charlie, do you have any other favorite My Brother, Me bits that you'd like to share with us?
No, those are the
only those two. Silly, Justin.
BB, we've been thinking about rebranding. Can you think of another title? Like what else the show could be called?
No, Uncle Travis.
Uh-huh.
What's your favorite of your podcast?
Me.
Oh, good question, Charlie. My favorite bit is there is an episode where we talk about Tim Curry driving an ice cream truck, and he says, I'm hanging out in here with Pikachu and Charmander.
I'm chilling in here with Pikachu and Charmander.
Charizard, pump the brakes.
Charizard
and he's driving the pylon.
We're all eating push pops.
And the way that Griffin says it cracks me up every time I think about it. With Charmander.
Chair.
BB, will you tell us a joke?
See.
What?
Charlie.
Charlie, that's a pretty good joke. Hey, BB, guess what? Chicken butt.
Another joke. Chicken face.
Chicken face is a pretty
good
one.
That's actually way better than Travis's.
Yeah. Yeah. Hey, Charlie, can you tell us a joke? Do you know a joke? Now, don't be silly. Joke telling is deadly serious.
Yeah.
Guess who?
Who?
Chicken poo.
That's good. That's good. That kind of was along the same formula.
Yeah.
What?
Chicken pee?
Pretty good.
Well, this show used to be about something, wouldn't you say, Charlie?
Yeah. Charlie, what do you think this show's about?
Yeah, what is My Brother, Me about? If you had to tell a friend.
Chicken hands.
Yeah, it's another part of the chicken.
If you had to tell.
Chicken nose.
Hey, Charlie, would you say that Justin has changed since he had kids?
Chicken poop.
Do you think I'm different since I had kids?
Please stop talking about chicken poop.
I've never been alive since.
Yeah, that's wild, isn't
it? Good point.
All right, well.
All right, thanks, guys.
Thanks, cousins. No, I love you.
No.
Well, then you got to bring something.
Bring
BB,
some
stop okay. Hanging off the microphone.
No. I mean like a bit or something. Like a story.
BB, would you guys sing a song?
Hey, she does a celebrity impressions.
Oh,
tight. Do Michael Keaton.
No, do a celebrity impression. One of your best ones.
Is that SpongeBob?
Yeah.
Very good.
Very good. All right. Thanks, Charlie.
One more.
Okay. She got one more.
Just a little bit more heat. Uh-oh.
Kermit the Frog.
Baby's going to walk the room and explore the space. She's moved the microphone from the stand.
Charlie, do your impression.
Kermit the Frog here.
That's good stuff.
That's very good.
Yeah, we love it.
BB, do you want to sing a song?
Twinkle, twinkle, in the star. Okay. What you are. Can I sing a song?
Sure, Charlie.
All the other girls hear stars beyond the northern lights. They try to shine in through your curtain. Too close and too bright. They try and they try. But everything that they do is a ghost of a trace. Of a pale imitation of you, I'll be the one to drive you back home, Kathleen.
Yay!
Wow, that's really good, Charlie Gill.
Well done.
She wrote that last week, actually. I told her it wasn't good enough. I'm sorry. We're going to keep retooling it.
Come on. All right, you two kids out of here.
Bye, Charlie. Bye, BB.
Bye, cousins. No. Leave the microphone, Charlie.
Charlie, leave the microphone.
She's doing an Airhead-style protest where she won't leave the studio.
Oh, God, she's got a gun full of hot sauce.
Good job, guys.
Guys, I just figured out how we're going to amp this episode up. We got a microphone we can take out of the thing. You got a pull-up bar.
Are we all going to see how many pull-ups we can do?
I think this episode's got to have a pull-up contest.
Okay.
Yeah, all right.
Now, Griffin, what we'll just take turns holding the microphone up to the person.
Yeah, that's
the
fucking tight. Okay. This is good. Travis, move your big basket of laundry that you have in your office for some reason out of the way.
Where my closet is.
Yeah, again, in the office is a strange. Okay,
that's a big closet.
Yeah, sure. Get a big bag of barbecue.
Not bag of barbecue.
Just the usual office shit.
I cleaned up so that you could be in here. Right. And okay, so who's going to go first?
How secure is this? Because I already ate shit once this week.
It's secure. I hang on it all the time.
Okay. So, like, do you use this or turn?
Well, you can use hands like this or hands like this.
Can you do a pull-up?
Yeah.
I've never done one before.
You could do it.
This in middle school, I tried to do one, and the gym doctor told me to just stop.
If you want to do a pull-up, just go ahead now.
All right.
Okay, do it.
What are we counting as a pull-up?
If it goes...
Get your chin up to your hand level.
One.
Oh, my God.
Two.
I can't do more than two.
All right, Justin, you're up.
Dude, hey, guys, that was my first pull-up ever in my life.
That was two. Okay, that was two pull-ups.
Here we go.
This isn't fair. I have more weight than Griffin does to pull up.
You got more power, though.
Yeah, you have more torque.
You could really stomp my ass if you wanted to.
I won't be it. That I'm realizing I came up with the idea. This.
You are literally hoisting on your own petard. One,
baby.
One.
That's good. That's one. Oh, this is a bad idea.
All right. Let's see how Dougie Big Arms does it. Here we go, Dougie Big Arms. That's one. That's two. His neck looks crazy and big. That was three. That's all you needed.
Yeah, now, all I needed to do was three to win, and it's because I've been working out. My guts hurt real bad.
Yeah, sure, babe. Yeah, bud.
Hey,
you got any more ketchups, check-ins?
Oh, yeah. That'd be nice. I would like to pause it if we can.
All right, let's pause it.
Let's get real for just a second. And we don't have to get saccharine, but I want to ask you guys your favorite sort of memory associated with us doing the show.
Oh, cool.
Like for dad, doing that first Taz at the Wilbur, that was like huge. That was a wild, yeah. That was our first show that I remember thinking like, this is fucking wild. This is getting out of hand.
I will never forget the first live show we ever did was opening for Jordan Jesse Go at Second City in Chicago. And we were very nervous to do it because we'd never like done it live. And we'd always relied on it. At that point, I think we were literally at a year.
Yeah.
At that point, almost exactly.
Yeah, because it was on my birthday, and we started on April 10th. My birthday's April 17th.
And so we went out, and I called my girlfriend, Teresa, and I was like, I'm so nervous. She was like, just focus on making your brothers laugh. Just don't worry about it.
I did a throw-up backstage. I did a literal mom sketty, like, right there. That's not a joke. I did that with my body.
And then the show went super great, and it was the first time, like, I had heard people laugh in the room at like things we were saying and enjoy it. And that was very special.
It's why we haven't talked about Max Fun since we've been doing this wrap up episode, but it's been mostly sort of bits and bites and goofs and pranks and stuff. But I remember getting the waiting in line at Trader Joe's in Chicago with like, you know, 2 feet of snow on the ground, and I just walked and I was miserable and soggy. And while I was checking out, I checked my email on my phone, and there was one from Jesse inviting us to be on the network. And that was like, that's the most memorable moment.
That was a defining moment. Like, that's where it was like, hey, this is like, we're going to like make money to this. Is a
job. This could be like a more than just a hobby. And also, like, we were all such big like fans of you know, his show and a bunch of Max Fun stuff. And so the idea of it was like meeting a celeb, and you feel this weird like, oh, our worlds are weirdly like intersecting at this one moment, only it's not just the one moment, it's like all the moments after. That was so nice.
I think that was when we filmed the Candle Nights episode of the TV show, and having the crowd of people there and like all our family being there and the filming and everything. It really felt like, I don't know, it really felt like a thing. Like we had, like, it was one of the rare times where I've taken this. You know, it's hard when you make a podcast. Every week, there's another one to make. So you very rarely, like, that's part of the joke, I think, with us talking about, like, favorite bits, favorite episodes or whatever. Like, I don't know, we have to do another one next week. You can't rest on your laurels too much. It's just, sure, you got to do another one. So I think that was one of the few moments that actually took the time to like realize that how far we had come and how cool it was what we get to do.
Yeah, you getting pretty emotional during that shoot. Like, I don't know that a lot of people realize, like, that was our, and J.D. Amato taught us this term as he taught us so many things, because he single-handedly saved that show and mm-hmm. is a lifelong member of the fam. The martini shot, as he called it. That was the last thing we filmed, that scene of us sitting there. So, and it was a scary thing, us doing the TV show. We had no idea what we were doing. And this was this weird cathartic. We had just done the show. I had just fucking smashed the mayor's car with the car. Just fucking annihilated it earlier in the day. So I had a lot of emotions going on. And have that be the last thing we shot, that's stand up.
That's been for me a recurring theme from the beginning, because the truth is, the honest thing is, going into it, Justin and Griffin were already doing the Joystick podcast at that point. And I wasn't doing anything that was of any kind of public interest whatsoever. And Justin, it's whoever came up with the idea first, I think it was Justin, but let's do a podcast. And then
it was Justin.
When we went into that first episode, Justin said, we're just going to do a test one to see how it goes. And I was so nervous, but him saying this is just for practice. And I was oh, okay. So then I was able to do it.
Yeah.
And then we finished recording.
And I still have to tell Travis that before every episode.
And then we finished recording. Justin's okay, yeah, we'll just publish that. And I was oh, thank God I didn't know we were publishing before. It would have been so in my head. And then people received it well and liked it. And I it was nice. Yeah.
So I guess, you know what, let's go ahead and call it there. This has been a wonderful time of reflection and growth.
I want to say thank you to everyone who sent in updates. I'm sorry we only did two.
Can you just rattle some off? I think that it would be...
Back in October 2016, I wrote in saying that my wife and I bought a house and found 280 rolls of toilet paper in unopened 40-roll boxes in the attic. There's 45 rolls left, and I just got the last box down for the attic, and I'm getting nervous because I can't go back to buying toilet paper after living like
this. I can run the numbers and figure out how much shitting you're doing, my man.
Let's see. You answered my question about my roommate about starting a bone collection on episode 476. I did follow your advice and just asked my roommates how to start a collection, but before they could help me, they turned out to be shitty people, so I'm moving out. Good news. I thought good news, though, I asked my dad, who spends a lot of time in the woods, if he had any bones or advice how to get them, and now I have a pretty large collection. Thank you for your advice, even if my roommates turned out to be total jerks. This is a more recent one, but this one made me really happy. Hey, brothers, this is Calvin, the ravioli champion from the 2019 Candle Knights episode. Yes. I decided to take your advice and start training an heir to the ravioli throne. There's a young lady who also works at the camp who has been a competitor in the past, and she has the stomach of a true champion. We've talked and decided that I will tap out early this year after a reasonable helping of ravioli, and in the same moment announce my successor and continue to coach her for the remainder of the meal. It will be a true move me moment, just like Rocky. Thank you for the advice on my pasta situation, and happy 500. A while back, I sent you a question about a fast food joint with an employee that wouldn't take my family's order until we solved his riddles. This led you to the website riddles.com, which then grew into the segment Riddle Me Piss. After listening to the episode, my family and I returned to the restaurant only to find the burrito riddler wasn't working there anymore. In fact, we don't know where he went or if he was real. And to this day, what should I do if I see him out in the world continuing his chaotic work of refusing service to people until they solve his riddles? And should I be prepared with the riddle myself? Should we ever cross paths again?
It's the people who wrote in with the updates asking us for more advice.
Yes.
It's like everybody only gets one.
Everybody gets one.
Here's one. In episode 102, you answered my question about how to cope with my then boyfriend going on a 2-month trip to Scotland to do field work. Justin had just gotten through Sydney's time abroad in Africa, so your response was, as usual, a mix of heartfelt advice and hilarious goops. In addition to suggesting eternal sunshining myself, you recommended my boyfriend bring back 3 baubles from the trip, which then led to a bit that made your anti-juggler stance part of the MBMBM canon.
Damn, that was a big one then.
Sorry, jugglers. Instead of pulling an eternal sunshine, we Skyped a lot and tried to stay busy. He did come back with 3 baubles for me. No juggling. And just a few months later, we got engaged. As of today, we've been married for almost 7 years, and we are expecting our second child in April.
Holy shit.
Thank you for entertaining us through the years. We love you, Rachel and Joshua.
That's big.
Yep.
That's another kind of unforgettable moment is that time we did the show in...
That was Huntington.
Okay, but I'm thinking about the show that we did in Wisconsin, where we had 2.5 proposals.
Yeah, right.
Rocky, yeah. Yeah, that was wild. Well, I'd say maybe even the half proposal was probably the weirdest part
about
it.
Yeah, that might be weird.
Yeah, this has been a lot of fun, and it's been fun doing this.
It's a shame we have to cancel the podcast. I wish I could keep doing it. But
I kept hoping that Jesse would call and say, I've changed my mind, but no.
He's proud of us, that also would be cool.
Yeah, but our licenses run out.
Our children are just screaming at us.
Screaming. We have to wrap this up. Thank you so much for listening. Thank you to you at home for everything you've done for us. We really can't thank you enough.
The thing to me that I'm so thankful for you at home is everyone who has ever told someone else that they should check out the podcast.
Yeah.
Like, we owe you a debt of gratitude that can never be repaid.
Yeah. It's the reason we're here. Like, it's the reason we are here doing this still. Yeah. I used to be able to say we've never paid for advertising, but one of you two dipshits did like a Facebook campaign without talking to the other ones, and so now that's a lie. Now we've got Zuckerberg fucking breathing down our necks, and we're part of the corporate machine. But before that, word of mouth was the only way that we got around, and it got around. We did, and that's all thanks to y'all.
Thank you. We're working on it. Should be up soon in the merch store. A like 500th episode challenge coin.
Yes,
that's like if you're part of that 500 club, you'll be able to show it with pride with the 500th the coin.
And as self indulgent as this has been, in what a month and a half, we're going to also be celebrating our 10-year anniversary, yep. Which is wild. And also, I tried to run the numbers on how many episodes we've missed if we don't hit an even 520.
Not a lot.
Yeah, I guess not very many at all.
Not enough.
Not enough.
Yeah, we're gonna take the next 30 episodes off.
Do you have a final Yahoo this time?
Oh, I can pull one. But
oh, wow.
Well, nice. I just want to say I also wanted to say thank you because it's weird. I feel like there's a gun to my head because there's children screaming like be grateful faster.
Well, let's do all the other stuff, right? Check out MaximumFun.org, our podcast home. Stuff. John Roderick and the Longer Winters for the use of our theme song, putting the days of the.
Oh boy!
This part, bud. It's a departure. Is the name of the title?
The album
of
the track.
We're very grateful to be able to use that song. Also, just sort of final review. I never want to eat spaghetti before recording the podcast again. It did not make me funnier. It made my body sort of feel leaden and sagging.
What you've learned is that the magic was in you all along.
Yeah.
You didn't need the magic spaghetti, or at least it was. I mean,
He is not used up the magic.
Well, it's possible, 10 years ago, it's just my body wasn't just a big duffel bag full of socks. Like it is now.
Also, a big thank you to all of our family, the ones who joined us on the episode today.
Hello, I'm Oliver Family. I've been making this show happen for over 10 years.
Oh, that's our producer. He's usually on mic.
Consider yourself my dad. You all have changed our lives. This feels too like I don't know.
It doesn't even cover
it. It doesn't feel accurate. Like created our the lives that we live now is because of the support y'all have given us. And I don't know what my life would even look like without this show and you boys. I love you both so much.
I love you too.
I'm so glad I get to do this show with you guys every week. It is amazing.
Now, every week on this show, as you know at this point, Griffin gives us a Yahoo and we come back next week and talk about our thoughts.
Yep.
Griffin, what do you got for us?
Well, Chad sent this one, and thanks, Chad. It's Yahoo Answers user Tim. And thank you, everybody who sends in Yahoos.
Yeah.
Everybody.
Yeah.
It's a fucking minefield out there.
It's a slog.
It's a psychic minefield.
And you all are.
We have faced so many troubling concepts.
Yeah.
I can't imagine the other ones who didn't make it on the show.
Yeah. And that's just the cream that rose to the top.
Yeah.
But below that cream is a bunch of sewage. Anyway.
Just a lot of botulism.
Right. Okay. Anyway. Thank you, Chad. Tim asks, is it bad to eat a burger for breakfast just once?
My name is Justin McElroy.
I'm Travis McElroy.
I'm Griffin McElroy.
This has been my brother, and me. Kiss your dad square on the lips. Thank you.
MaximumFun.org.
Comedy and culture.
Artist owned. Audience supported.